Ninth grade biology. Readings for Wednesday, April 22nd, chapter 16, pages 323 through 325. Page 323. Non-random mating. The fourth requirement of genetic equilibrium is random matings without regard to genetic makeup. However, many species do not mate randomly. Mate selection is often influenced by geographic proximity, which can result in mates with some degree of kinship. Matings of related individuals can amplify certain traits and can result in offspring with disorders caused by recessive genes, which, although rare, may be present in the genomes of related individuals. In another example of non-random mating, individuals may select a mate that has traits similar to their own traits. This mate would probably have some similar genes. The selection of a mate based on similarity of traits is called assortative mating. Non-random mating affects which alleles will be combined within individuals, but it does not affect overall allele frequencies within a population. Sexual selection. In many species of birds, the males are brightly colored and often heavily plumed, such as the peacock shown in figure 16-7. These elaborately decorated males are easy for predators to see. Why would natural selection work in favor of an organism being conspicuous to a predator? Females tend to choose the males they mate with based on certain traits. This tendency is referred to as sexual selection. In order to leave offspring, a male must be selected by the female. The peacock's gaudy plumage increases his chances of being selected. Extreme traits such as heavy, brightly colored plumage may give the female an indication of the quality of the male's genes or his fitness in his environment. Remember that natural selection acts upon differences in survival and reproduction. Natural selection favors an increase in the genes of successful reproducers rather than merely those of successful survivors. Page 324, natural selection. The fifth requirement of genetic equilibrium is the absence of natural selection. Natural selection is an ongoing process in nature, so it often disrupts genetic equilibrium. As you have learned, natural selection means that some members of a population are more likely than other members to survive and reproduce and thus contribute their genes to the next generation. Recall that natural selection operates on variations of traits within a population, such as body size or color. When natural selection is at work over time, the distribution of traits in a population may change. In a graph, this kind of change would appear as a shift away from the normal bell curve. Scientists observe three general patterns of natural selection: stabilizing selection, disruptive selection, and directional selection. Stabilizing selection. In stabilizing selection, individuals with the average form of a trait have the highest fitness. The average represents the optimum for most traits. Extreme forms of most traits confer lower fitness on the individuals that have them. Consider a hypothetical species of lizard in which larger than average individuals might be more easily spotted, captured, and eaten by predators. On the other hand, lizards that are smaller than average might not be able to run fast enough to escape. Figure 16-8A shows the effect of stabilizing selection on body size in these lizards. The red curve shows the initial variation in lizard size as a standard bell curve. The blue curve represents the variation in body size several generations after a new predator was introduced. This predator easily captured the large, visible lizards and the small, slower lizards. Thus, selection against these extreme body types reduced the size range of the lizards. Stabilizing selection is the most common kind of selection. It operates on most traits and results in very similar morphology between most members of a species. Disruptive selection. In disruptive selection, individuals with either extreme variation of a trait have greater fitness than individuals with the average form of the trait. Figure 16-8b shows the effect of disruptive selection on shell color in limpets, which are marine animals. The shell color of limpets varies from pure white to dark tan. White-shelled limpets that are on rocks covered with goose barnacles, which are also white, are at an advantage. Birds that prey on limpets have a hard time distinguishing the white-shelled limpets from the goose barnacles. On bare, dark-colored rocks, dark-shelled limpets are at an advantage. Again, the limpet-eating birds have a hard time locating the dark shells against the dark background. However, the birds easily spot limpets with shells of intermediate color, which are visible against both the white and dark backgrounds. Page 325. Directional selection. In directional selection, individuals that display a more extreme form of a trait have greater fitness than individuals with an average form of the trait. Figure 16-8C shows the effects of directional selection on tongue length in anteaters. Anteaters feed by breaking open termite nests, pushing their sticky tongue into the nest and lapping up termites. Suppose that the termites in an area began to build deeper nests. Anteaters with long tongues could more effectively prey on these termites than could anteaters with short or average tongues. Thus, directional selection would act to direct the trait of tongue length away from the average and toward one extreme.